The food service worker diagnosed with hepatitis A worked in the kitchen of Alley Oop's restaurant in Lancaster from January 20th through the 23rd and January 27th through the 30th. The individual also worked in the kitchen of Brookdale Senior Living in Williamsville from January 16th through the 31st. And while people dining at either location may have been exposed during those times, County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein says the risk has been removed.
This individual is not working anywhere, anymore, and there is no further risk of hepatitis A transmission from eating at either of those two facilities.
County officials were quick to begin working with the State Health Department, which monitors senior living facilities, to determine the level of exposure and take action. Residents, staff, and visitors to Brookdale are advised to contact the facility directly to determine if they are eligible to be vaccinated. For patrons who ate at Alley Oop's between the 27th and the 30th, the county is offering a free vaccination clinic at the Bowmansville Fire Hall on Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 8 p.m. Those who ate food at either location earlier than 2 weeks ago will not be eligible for the vaccine. Either way, they're advised to monitor their health for the signs of hepatitis. County Commissioner Mark Polenkars also stressed that the case of hepatitis is not a reflection on conditions in either establishment's kitchens. Alley Oop's was last inspected by the county at the end of December.
Our health department came out and did one of its usual inspections, and the restaurant came out with hardly any issues, as most restaurants do. Was rated very highly, no major issues, no reason for it to shut down. This is not an issue with the restaurant.
More information on hepatitis A, its symptoms, and measures to take if you suspect you may have contracted it are available at the county's website, erie.gov. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.